Please enter your pack number at the tone. Your call is being processed.
This is Mark.
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Leslie Mauer,
an inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to.
Is she your mother calling?
Bart.
Dave.
Bart. They're not going to let me go.
I'm really sorry, but frankly, I'm not a whit surprised. I'm standing right here with Robert at the moment. We're in Far West Bank out here in Salem.
Okay. I don't know how much more I can be devastated. I really don't. I don't know how much more this place and all the places can do to me. I just, if there's anything you can do to get me home on home confinement, Bart, I've got to get out of here.
I'm sorry. I just heard that we tried to close the door so I can hear what you're saying.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Bart, you've got to do whatever you can do to get me on home confinement. I can't be in this place any longer. I can't, not under the circumstances. I've got to take care of my son. I've got to come home and take care of my life. My whole world has just fallen down because everything was wrapped around Ken and doing everything for me.
You're exactly right. Your petition for a new trial probably won't be filed Friday, but we're expecting to file it Monday. We think we can file it on an accelerated basis, and we're pretty confident we can have a ruling of some sort before Christmas.
What about the appeal?
The appeal is still on its own slow track, unfortunately. Oral arguments are scheduled for way out on the 25th of January, and frankly, we don't expect any resolution there until about the 1st of March or coming on into March. But we've got a couple other things to pursue here, especially in light of what's happened to Ken.
All right.
I am tentatively scheduled to come visit with you from Friday. I've received a letter 2 days ago from Troy Durrett of the Regional Counsel's Office, and Bill has just confirmed with him this morning. Miss Stocking, you'll recall when I was there, said, why don't you get on the list so you can also come on weekends?
They're not going to let you. I just got out of Kubrick's office. I'm not going to let you come on Fridays anymore. They are going to let you come on Saturdays, but they are going to allow you to bring papers.
Yeah, but it's at the exclusion of the rest of your family. If the lawyer's there, then the family can't be there.
Oh, that isn't what he just told me. But maybe I didn't ask that specific question. I just took it for granted that anybody that wanted to come and see me on Friday or on Saturdays could.
No, it's either the lawyers visiting you or the family visiting you, according to Mr. Dredd. And this is just 10 minutes ago that Bill talked with the regional.
This call is from a federal prison.
Not acceptable to us.
Okay.
And they came back and said, well, according to our directive, lawyers are supposed to come during regular visiting hours. And I said, or Bill said, listen, that's the same stuff we told you 6 months ago. And you said you didn't care in your prison. You were going to follow your own rules.
Right.
So I'm expecting for the moment to be there next Friday, if not for sure Saturday.
Okay.
And then if it is either lawyers or family, we're going to make the lawyers visit just as short as we can so your family can get in with you.
All right. What about
You've got family coming tonight.
Yes, I've got family coming tonight. And then is anyone coming on this weekend?
You got people scheduled every day for the next 4 days. You might not be aware, but they're all scheduled to be there.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday?
That's exactly right.
Good. I'm very, very glad because, not Friday because that's the funeral, but Thursday and Saturday and Sunday maybe.
I have Robert standing right here.
Let me talk to him.
All right, here he is.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, dear. They're not going to let me come out because of the tragedy of all of this, and I am pissed, angry, I'm violent, I hate this place. I just cannot even tell you how bad I feel.
I'm sorry.
I just want to get home. Bart's doing everything he can to get me home permanently on a house arrest. I just don't know what to do. But I don't want there to be any more ugliness. I mean, we are not sure what happened. And Tommy and Derek have just gone crazy. And
yeah, well, they're primary suspects right now as well. I've been spending a lot of time with the detectives.
But I love the grandkids, Bob.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
And I love those kids. They've done nothing. And
I totally agree with that.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
100% with you.
Don't hurt me any more than I'm already hurt.
Well, they're going to come to the funeral.
You know what my thoughts are? My thoughts are, Lydia. I don't know why, but I just had a premonition. I don't know.
It could be.
Well, I know that they put it on Friday because Ken's family needed to get back to Canada. So that was real nice for everybody to think about me and my feelings and my necessity, which is fine, too. Like I said, you know, being in prison, I see a lot of things, and there will be some changes. Because I do not appreciate, you know, how I've been treated in here, and I'm not a dummy, and whether my wishes are everybody else's wishes or not, they're my wishes. And I'm struggling right now.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling right now. This whole thing is just a mess, and I hate it all.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's just the worst. But I will not be there. And they won't let me go. And I just need Bart to get me out of here.
He's working on it. He is. He's diligent.
I hate this place.
I know you do.
Now when I was talking to the detective, I couldn't remember my criminal attorney's names. And so one of the officers went to one of the other higher officers in the lunch line that was overheard by one of the staff, one of the girls here, that I didn't even know what my criminal attorneys were, and that this attorney that's coming is just coming to visit and pull their chains. And that's why they've changed my attorneys now to come in on Saturday instead of Friday, which is totally 100% a lie and fabricated. And so he was overheard at hearing that, and I'm very offended by it.
I'm sorry.
Very, very bad. How is my JJ? Has Laura taken, is she going to do it?
I know she's thinking about it. LaDonna and Jamie are spending good time up there. JJ's doing good. We've spent quite a bit of time with him.
Laura's thinking about it?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people that are worried for their own safety in this.
What?
Well,
I think everybody's making way, way, way too much of this.
Oh, I'm sure. The problem is that there are unknowns. And
this call is from a federal prison.
Oh, brother.
There's just a lot of discussion, and because there are no answers, and because it was a professional job, there's just a lot of people that are concerned.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think she eventually will come. But for the meantime, LaDonna and Jamie are stepping in and helping.
Tell her never mind.
Well, just know that JJ is first on the list. He's top priority, and he's being cared for.
My second priority is my dog.
Yes, and that dog's being cared for. The dog's in your house.
Okay, good.
And being cared for and looked after well.
All right. Is LaDonna doing that?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, and she's doing a good job.
Good. Anything else I should know?
No, I think as things come available, we'll try to get word to you through Bart.
Well,
but listen, don't be shy to call me.
I haven't got your number yet. Through, I put it through, but it hasn't come through yet on my phone list.
Okay.
But I've got your number down, and I put it through now, and I just have to wait now. It might be a week. It might be two.
Okay, because it is, that number you did call me on last week did ring through to me.
Your house?
No, it rang to my cell phone.
I don't know what that number was. What was it?
It's 9661 are the last digits.
9661.
Correct.
9661.
Yep.
I'm just talking to someone, 9661. I'll go up and look and see if I have a number like that. I don't remember.
Okay.
Having another, but if I may try it to see if I can get a hold of you in the next while.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, buddy. I will. I'll talk to you later. Just tell Bart to please get on it. Help me out the best he can.
Absolutely. He's very diligent working on that. I love you.
I love you too, Bobby.
Okay, we'll be in touch soon.
All right, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.